This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today on Cross Hope, part 5 of a standalone message that we began Monday from Isaiah 63. It was a message given to a 175-year-old church as we celebrated that anniversary together that Sunday as a church. God bless you as you listen to this last part today. And remember, our website is crosshope.org.
I want to tell you something today. The reason Crossview Christian Church is 175 years old, by the grace of God. Do you get that? 175 years old by the grace of God, not by luck, not by location, not because of this or that or money or whatever. We are here today by the grace of God. But then I want to take it a step further. You are here today at your age right now by the grace of God. You're still functioning as a person in our culture today by the grace of God, and so am I. And the sooner you realize that, the better. The sooner you realize that, the better. We're all here by the grace of God. Now, if that's true, what's the advice to the church? And what's the advice to you? And what's the advice to your family? Tell of the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised according to all that the Lord has done for us. Yes, Isaiah says, the many good things he has done. According to what? We deserved it? No. According to his compassion and many kindnesses. That's number one. We're going to tell of the kindnesses of the Lord. Secondly, we declare ourselves to be his people. Verse 8, surely they are my people, sons and daughters, who will not be false to me. So the Lord became their Savior. Third thing, verse 9, in our distress, he's distressed, and the angel of his presence saved him. I want to suggest to you that the Lord not only sends the angel of his presence into our lives, he uses you and me to be angels, messengers of his presence from time to time. And then I leave you with this. In his love and in his mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. Some of you parents are talking about having to carry a son or daughter financially. You know what that's like. Maybe some of you done it a long time. A certified financial planner told me recently that in our culture today, there are older couples who are supporting 3 families. They're supporting themselves. Then they've got a son or daughter that they're carrying, to use that term. And then they have a grandson or granddaughter who's married and has a child, and they're supporting that family. Isn't that interesting? 3 families being supported by an elderly couple. He said that's the culture today in 2015. But I want to tell you who's carrying all of us. It's the Lord God Almighty. And the one who carried you is carrying you. And the one who carries you is the one who died for you. And the one who's carrying you is the one who gave you eternal life, and that life is in the Son. He who has the Son of God, John says, has eternal life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I want to go back to my original story of Katie from Columbus, Ohio, said, I do not believe there is an afterlife, and when we die, our bodies would decompose and feed the plants and animals, and so that way we will live on forever in the cycle of nature. How depressing. I want hope that's in Christ. So do you. I want to believe in the one who said, I am the resurrection, the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That's true for a church. It's true for your family. And it's true for you and me as people, individual people. Don't ever forget that. Let's pray together.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.